Diga. Oh, hey, everybody. Welcome to this show. Pokemon After Dark Ride. That's us. That's me. That's you, Wes. We're together. We're we. Wes, say hi.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, my Pokey brother. So it was me and not Charmander because he's not in Galar. This is a different show than normal. We're not doing a random Pokemon. Pokemon Sword and Shield just came out. As of this recording, it was last Friday, wasn't it? No, it wasn't.
No, it's been a little longer. I think
it's been two weeks. It's like the Friday before last. It was like 2 weeks ago. First off, fuck you, Amazon. Like, you want your game on release day? Well, you're going to wait an extra 3 or 4 days to get it. So we... But... Got it now. I got Sword. Wes, you got Shield.
Yep.
I was taking notes while I was playing and stuff. First off, where are you at in the game?
I'm just past the fifth gym badge.
Oh, and for people listening, like, if spoilers come up, we'll talk about them. Do we need to talk about spoilers? I don't know if we need to.
I feel I'm slow at the game, so if you're not past us by this point, well...
Well, you could pause. You can always pause and come back and listen to us. I don't think we're going to talk about spoilers so much. We'll talk about some Pokemon. So if you don't want Pokemon spoilers, maybe not listen. We'll talk about the gym leaders a bit. So if you don't want to hear like the order of the gyms or anything like that, maybe not listen or just wait and come back. It doesn't take too long. Like I guarantee you, Wes, by now, if we'd have played every day, like really cranked it out, we'd probably be done by now. But
No, there was people done first day it came out. So I mean,
for sure,
you can blast through it in like 15 hours.
Yeah. So let's just start there then. The difficulty of the game. It's not too hard, is it?
Not really, but I mean, no Pokemon game's really been hard. So I mean,
right. But I felt like this one was easier.
Yeah, there's a whole lot more ways to level your Pokemon than your typical ones, because you got the wild zones and then you got all these EXP candies, and it's ridiculously easy to level.
Yeah, that's what happened to me when I first got into the first wild area. There was all those wells that had the max raids in them, and I did all them. And to be clear, by the time I got to that point, my strongest Pokemon was Scorbunny at level 10, and I did 6 raids, and all of a sudden I had a brand new team of everything that was level 14, 15, and 16. So I was over-leveled to everything else, and I just breezed through it for a while.
Well, I mean, even then, you can do some of those raid encounters, and then those candies that it gives you. I mean, you can get 30 levels. I took a Pokemon to, 35 and, two raids and just put all the candies in it, and he went to, level 35.
And I was you get different varieties of experience candies, sometimes rare candies, which is just an automatic level no matter where they're at. Dynamax candies, which I guess gives them more HP and stats when they're in Dynamax form. Berries, and I'm sure there's some other stuff in there that I'm not thinking of, but yeah, what do you think of the wild area?
I mean, it's I like it, but I mean, I think it's introduced, how they introduce it, I think it's a little too early in the game for the wild area. I think it should have been like a later in the game kind of deal.
I don't know. I think the wild area is fine that early, because I really wanted that sense of awe and wonder, like walking into a wild area, like as soon as possible. So maybe they just make it smaller.
Where it's just throws you right in it, and it then does. you still have your other routes that are your straightforward routes, like
make it smaller and only do like one or two wells, so that way you're not like gaming the system by getting stronger Pokemon than what you actually have, you know?
Yeah.
I've noticed the spawns like change around every day too, so like there were Golettes everywhere at the beginning and I could not catch a single one because they were too strong, which we'll get into that later.
I haven't noticed like
I have definitely noticed it because like Temple, Krabby's, stuff like that were all around the first day. The second day, I couldn't find a single one. But the third day, I came back, they're back. So I don't know if how the game is doing it.
Oh, no. Well, now, it might be weather-related, too.
That's true. Let's see. I think it was normal weather when I first started playing. I think then when I ran back through, I think it was like raining or something.
Yeah, it might be weather-related because the weather can change.
Yeah, that's true. Very true. But I like the wild area. I think they... One thing that kind of sucks about it is, like, the pop-in, like, the way things just, boom, they're, like, right in front of you, especially when you're on the bike.
Yeah.
It kind of breaks immersion a little bit. The same thing with the NPCs that are in the wild area. There's just, boom, there's a guy staring at you, and you're like, holy shit.
And now, I've also noticed in the wilds, too, that you can get some screen lag, too, from... Like, if you're on the bike and then you go full road and blast and they're speeding through it and then it's trying to load other players and everything else. And sometimes it struggles a little bit, I've noticed.
Yeah, the wild area is definitely not the smoothest running part of the game, but other areas of the game is ineffective. Like, when it's more linear or when you're just doing gym challenges or in towns, like, it's beautiful. Like, the game itself is absolutely gorgeous.
Left. Some to desire because I think some of the audio cues are off, but and there's like no voices, and then it's just
that was one of my notes is like it seems like for being a $60 console game, like they've never had voices anyway. It just man, this game would have felt so alive if it had voice acting, and it just feels so strange about it.
I mean, even most games that are text based. Even when you go into the CGI scenes and stuff like that, they at least have voice there. They don't even do that here.
Yeah, I feel like it was a missed opportunity to really usher Pokemon into consoles.
I felt it was rushed.
I mean, it might not have been rushed. They might have just chosen not to do that at all in the first place, you know?
I mean, they promised a lot of things that they didn't do.
Like what?
Like first, like the new character models and all that, they didn't do any models. They reused models. That was something that was supposed to have been. They said they were going to do, and that was the point of. That was the whole.
It was all supposed to be just clothes customization and stuff like that.
The point of the cutting the Pokédex down was so they could have more time focusing on new character model or not character models, but Pokemon models, like updating the Pokemon models, and they didn't do it. That was the big. That's people's big about the cut was the fact
that up later.
You did it to upgrade Pokemon models, but you didn't do it. You reused them.
Well, I'm sure they had their reasons. The opening was kind of weird too.
Thanks to the Pokédex cut, they didn't even announce it in Japan. They didn't officially announce it. No,
that's been debunked. I'll send you a link later. They did do it, but there was some error in translation or something that made it seem like they didn't, but they did. I'll send you the link later. But I thought the opening of the game was really strange. I was you know what I thought would have really made me shed a tear would be if they started with the retro opening with like Oak or the professor of the game or whoever, and then like gradually moved into like the more modern graphics. I thought that would have been really neat. Let's talk about the first gym, Wes.
The first gym, okay.
First gym. Who was it? Remind me. Well, first off, let's scrap that. Who'd you pick? Who did you pick? Who'd you start off with?
I picked the worst one.
Sobble?
Sobble, yes.
You know, I would maybe contend Grookey, but damn, Grookey's cute, and I don't like monkey Pokemon, and Grookey's pretty damn cute, but... I went with Scorbunny, like I said earlier. What'd you think of Hop?
To be honest, I don't like any of them. But...
Like I said, when I got to that first wild zone, I replaced my whole team, and Scorbunny's still sitting in my box.
Yeah.
What'd you think of Hop? What do you think of Hop? I know he's like supposed to be our rival, but man, does he suck.
Hop, Yeah, he's your He's not, he's part of your rival, but he's like the one that follows you around through. But they've got several protagonists in this one too.
Right.
Like you got what, Beatty or whatever, and then you also got Marina.
We'll get there. But Hop is just so freaking annoying. I couldn't, like, I just wanted to be done with him. Like, and every time I was able to give him a sarcastic answer to something, I did every single time.
Yeah.
What about Leon, his big brother, the champion?
He's okay. I mean,
I wrote down right here in my notes. It says Leon, spandex under shorts is lame. Who wears a cape with advertising and a ball cap with the flat bill up? And then I wrote in capital letters, douche. I don't think early speculation, granted, we have not finished the game yet, but my speculation was that Leon was going to be a bad guy, but I legitimately don't think he's going to be one of the bad guys now. I don't think so. I'm pretty sure I know who's the bad guy is going to be. We'll get to that as, you know, I'm trying to tackle these topics, like, in the order that we, like, experienced them in the game, you know?
Yeah.
Let's see. There's a couple of times it gives you an option to say no. Or, like, what if you lose certain fights? Like, it's really strange. Like, I didn't do it, but I was really curious if it's like, do you want to do this thing? And you could say no. And I'm wondering if maybe it just kicks you back out and then you have to say yes, no matter what.
I don't know. I know in the past games, like, if you failed, like, gyms and stuff like that, you just went back to the Poke Center, and then you could and then you started back from where you left off in the gym.
It gave you some decisions, like, to say no, like, super early on, like, right around the same time you get your first starter, like, there's some no, like, I'm not going. Did you, what'd you think of the marsh, like, the foggy marsh scene? We don't need to spoil that. We could just say what we thought about it.
I thought it was okay. I mean, I like how they introduced them. Right in the beginning. Yeah.
I thought that was awesome. Because they usually don't do that. Usually, I don't know if we're not going to be able to spoil it. Okay, we're going to spoil it. We're not going to say who it is, but it's reminiscent of when Ash was starting on his adventure in the anime and he saw Ho-Oh. And being a kid watching that, we had no idea what the fuck Ho-Oh was.
It was definitely anime style.
Yeah, it was really cool. Usually, Pokemon on the box, like, they're part of the lore in the games, but you do not see them until it's time to catch them. So that whole thing played out really well. I enjoyed it. Let's see. What else did I write down here? Every time Score Bunny squeaks, I smile. Yep, that's accurate. He's definitely the cutest of the three starters. I've seen what his final evolution looks like, and I hate it.
It can't be worse than the final evolution of Scorby or whatever.
It's bad. Yeah.
It's bad. It's like a tall, skinny little.
I wouldn't trust anybody who thinks that that's a good final evolution. Like, it's just not good at all.
Don't get me wrong. He is strong, but it's horrible.
I also wrote down here, shut up, Hop. I feel like the game could have used a little bit more AAA type polish. Like, something that really, like, stuck out to me, and it's such a small gripe, and it's like nothing that I'm going to really knock the game for. But when you meet Sonya for the first time, who I drew a big heart eyes around her because she's awesome and I love her. When you first meet her, she's upstairs in this, like, library section, and she walks down the steps, and she's like, oh, you must be such and such. Like, her neck does not move. Like, her face doesn't move toward you. She's, like, straight-armed or, like, just staring straight ahead like a zombie or a mummy or something. And she just hikes them feet. She doesn't go down the steps. Like, it's just her footfalls did not match the steps. It was just really weird. It's kind of an old game-looking thing. That thing, it kind of bugged me a little bit. But also, there's, like, random strangers in the game that I don't like that are very concerning. Like, they'll just give you, like, hey kid, come here, let me give you a potion. There was one guy, when you get to the Glimwood Forest area, he talks about how he wants to be a Pokemon. He wants you to change clothes for him, and I won't do it.
Or the biggest one, the ball guy.
The ball guy.
Ball.
Yeah. Guy. He's kind of weird. He's like
following you around from gym to gym.
Just very Wayne Gacy too of him.
He's like, ooh, let's give you this ball.
Yeah, you like this love ball. He just gave me a love ball too. Yeah. Yeah, you want this love ball, boy? Come here, boy. I'm gonna give you my love ball. Oh no, I'm not. Oh, that's all I'm gonna hear forever now. What's up with that sleeping computer, Rotom, in the Pokestops? It's a totally different form of Rotom, but they don't mention it at all. Like, it's just there.
I guess Rotom can do it about just about everything. They've said they used them as generators and everything else.
Yeah, it's just... I hate how... I love the use of Rotom. Like, it works so well in the lore, but at the same time, it's also like, where the hell did all these Rotoms come from to begin with? And also, it kind of ruins Rotom as a Pokemon, like a usable Pokemon, because I don't think you can get Rotom as a usable Pokemon.
I don't think in any game you can.
Originally you could when they were the first several games that came out after he was released, you could. And then starting with, I don't think it was Alola. I think it was the one before Alola. It might have just been Alola though, but Moon and Sun, they like introduced Rotom as a Dex, and that was you have one, but you don't have one. Like, you can't send it out to battle. It's not in your Pokédex as Rotom. You can't get all the Rotom forms. But he was 100% like one that you could catch, and he had different forms that you could make him take on and stuff like that. That changed his typing. Let's see here. Well, the first gym. What was that guy's name?
I don't remember.
Was it Cliff? No. I'm thinking Pokemon Go. This is the grass guy. We'll just go with grass guy. He was super easy. I had Scorbunny. Milo. It was okay. Milo.
I don't think it was.
What's that?
I know Pokemon Sword and Shield gems are different.
I think there's just one difference in the gems. We'll get there, I promise. Yeah. First off, like, walking into Milo's gym, like, that's the way the gym battles should be from now on. Like, they should have always been, like, they feel like such a huge event. Like, EA needs to take a cue from them for Madden, because the audience members look great and they chant and stuff. The music is epic. It's
on that note, I also noticed a big gripe, and it's more of a English to US translation. This is the fact that there are times when you're walking into the entrance with your character that instead of it translating the numbers, it has them in it has the Japanese characters, the kanji, instead of the numbers. I did notice that as a glitch.
I did not notice. But yeah, like, the music as a whole throughout the whole game is just absolutely gorgeous.
Really? I thought some of the music's garbage.
Really? Because I love it. I think it's all great.
Like, I mean, like, because your Pokemon cries and stuff like that, like, they're all miscued and stuff like that. And even some of them are...
We're having the same issue, but then again, a lot of my Pokemon don't have... Well, some of them...
Like Pokemon sounds in the wild and stuff like that. Like, when you're going through the wilds, I mean, Pokemon will not sound right coming through the audio.
I haven't noticed that myself.
Now some of the battle music's kind of cool. Like, I like Team Yell's battle music.
Who's your starting? I'm curious, because I want to compare, like, our starting team towards our end team. Who were you using at the beginning, like when you filled out your roster initially?
What's the bird that transforms into Corviknight?
Rookie D.
I had Axel, and what else?
You got one of those pretty early, huh?
Yeah, I got it right. I got it like it was like my first raid encounter in the wild. So I got it like right off the bat.
Nice. That's how I ended up getting one of mine.
And it stayed in my team too. And the same thing with my Shenetic or Shenotic or whatever it's called.
Shenetic. I don't know what you're talking about. Be more specific. What
it look like? The alien Pokemon, the grass one that looks like an alien.
Grass one that looks like an alien. Ooh. More descriptors.
The one I sent you in Messenger that looks like an alien.
Shit. I don't remember what you sent me, dude. I can look it up. If you want to talk for a minute, I'll look it up.
It's got like a mushroom top.
Keep going.
I'm talking about it's
okay. Yeah, Shinotic. I'm not sure. I don't think I've ever seen that one before. I know that it's an older one. It evolves from Morlul.
Yeah, it's not a new Pokemon, though.
No, it's not. It's just one I've never actually had any experience with in the other games.
But it is very strong.
Yeah. Let's see. I started with Longcat Meowth that I got from the gift. I got a Chewtle, which I named Hurdle, and a Nickit. Those were my starting guys, but they, along with Scorbunny, but they were replaced pretty quickly. Right now, currently, I'm midway through the game, and I'm rolling with Meowstic, who's my all-time favorite. I got a Esper in a raid. Colossal. Rolly Coley. I loved Rolly Coley as soon as I saw him, and as soon as I can catch him in the game, I caught him and put him on a team. Now he's a Colossal, which, by the way, he's awesome. He's rock. He's fire. He knows rock moves, ground moves, fire moves. And he knows a water. He can learn a water move, which is insane. I'm currently got an Axew in my team as well. I'm trying to evolve it. He's not a permanent member of my team. He's just someone that's hanging around for the XP. Golurk, another one of my all-time favorites.
I like Haxorus because, I mean, once you get up there, I mean, you can use False Swipe and pretty much put any Pokemon to 1 HP, which is nice.
Yeah. Wes, say something real quick. Just talk for me. I gotta exit the room for just a moment.
Okay, I'm talking. But now, if you want to know, there's also a PSA on that. Like, if someone does a random trade and they give you a unevolved level 100 Pokemon trying to think they gypped you, what you can do is you can use a Rare Candy. At level 100, it won't level them up, but it'll force the evolution to happen. So you can bypass the leveling if you get a unevolved Pokemon at level 100. You can use a Rare Candy to force the evolution.
I'm back. Okay. So I had to look at it again real quick. Yamper was another one of the ones, early game ones I started with. He's the only one that's still on my team, and he's a Bolton now.
He's also the Pokemon that gets the new move, Ball Fetch, which is the first time it's been introduced in the game, too.
Yeah, and I've actually used that a couple times.
Yeah. Even though I think it's kind of unneeded, because, I mean, like, really, the only ball you're going to use that on would be Master Ball, but your Master Ball is never going to miss, so it's just like...
Well, early game, you know, it saved me a couple hundred bucks or whatever on Pokeballs when he saves them, you know?
Yeah, realistically, though, I mean, at beginning game, I didn't have no trouble catching any Pokemon. It was just like, it was like first ball, done. Even with quick balls, it was just like, boom, done.
Yeah, that's mostly the case, too. I've lost a couple of raid Pokemon that just broken out and ran.
Lose a raid Pokemon until a 3-star one happens. And then I've lost one of those, and that was it.
My fish that got away was Butterfree, a Gigantamax Butterfree.
But they kind of do like the quality of the Pokemon. Like if you can buy Great Balls, then Great Balls are going to be very effective. And then at the point when you can buy Ultra Balls, for some reason Great Balls lose their effectiveness a lot, and then Ultra Balls work fine.
The other guys on my team are right now is Gallipod, which is another one of my favorites. I'm realizing now I'm not really using anybody new except for Colossal and Bolton. When Axu's not on my team, though, I usually have Rune, I don't know how to say his name, Runegrigious. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He evolves from Yamask. He was actually the first raid Pokemon I encountered was a Galarian Yamask. And that's something that was really fun, too, because I was on my way to the fourth gym, and I even read something about how to evolve him, but I was not actively trying to. Like, you have to have so much damage dealt to him in one blow. You can't take any more damage after that. So if it's like hailing outside or he's poisoned or something, you're screwed. You have to try again. But I wasn't trying. Like, I just did a raid, and I just ran from a dragon called, I think it was called Komo-o-o or something like that, which, by the way, was level 60, and all my guys were, like, level 30, and I was, like, running for my life from that guy. And I went underneath this structure, and he just evolved. And I'm like, holy shit. Like, I read something about that, but I didn't know exactly where it was or... Like, I wasn't actively trying to, and it was a really nice surprise, so that was really cool. And he's like a transformer. He's like a big rock, and then he, like, springs out of the rock. It's really cool. I really like him.
Well, I did not know that either.
Yeah, it's like some wild evolution conditions, and I think I just got lucky. Oh, man. Let's see. What else we got now? Let's see. Sonya has bomb taste in shoes. Absolutely, she does. Dynamaxing your mask is terrifying to me. Let's see.
I still like Gengar's Dynamax. That's nice. Yeah,
I got me a Trapinch early on, too, and he's a beast early game.
I got a Trapinch, but I haven't used him.
He was like one of those other early guys that made it on my team because of raids. Yeah. And
on that note, the fact that they also introduced a baby Pokemon in this game finally, which was Toxel. He starts, and he's given to you straight off the bat, too.
Mm.
He is a baby form Pokemon, which is the first one introduced in the last couple generations, I believe.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, randomly given to you, and that was a surprise. And
He's definitely a baby form, because he has, like, a diaper and stuff, like, incorporated into his design. So, it's pretty cute. I evolved him. I didn't get the cooler of the forms. He's got two different forms that vary based on his nature, and I didn't get the cooler one. At least I didn't think it was the cooler one.
I don't know which one. I didn't look at the other form, but I just know he has two forms. And mine evolved into the tall, skinny one.
Yeah, I think we probably got the same one, yeah. I
so
imagine.
I think and it's based on his nature. But
right. Right. He's great, but I had too many. At the time, I had too many electric guys on my team, and I kept Bolton because Bolton's got Nuzzle. And when you're catching wild Pokemon, just that 100% automatic paralyze is pretty useful.
No, I liked him because he's a combination poison and electric, and he's strong at both.
He's definitely cool.
And where he is a poison type, it makes his poison moves 100% hit in this game.
He's definitely one of the cooler new Pokemons introduced in the game, I feel like, anyway. I would agree with you, but in the third town, don't ask me what it's called. I think it's the third town. It might be the fourth town. Yeah, it's actually the fourth town. There's someone who says if you have a Toxel, it's the fifth town. I'm sorry, the fairy area.
And I'm like, no, you're not Toxel.
Yeah, I would have done it.
I didn't.
Togepi and Togepi's line are... another one of my all-time favorites. I would have absolutely traded the Toxel for my Togekiss, and I would have been super, super happy with that.
I'll come back to him when I get my Dittos and then go catch him. And then
that's what I was thinking. That's honestly probably the better thing to do, because if you trade your... I'm willing to bet that Toxel you get at the first daycare is the only Toxel you get in the game.
Yeah, I think so.
Without breeding, so
but you can them, so
yeah, so that's probably you're right, that's probably a good thing that I didn't do that. I got him for the decks, so eventually I'll get me some Dittos, and then I can go back.
Then you really can't get a baby form unless you get lucky and get one traded to you,
yeah, which is totally possible. What do you think of the online features, you don't find them kind of distracting in the corner there?
Not really.
No. Have you managed to use Wonder Trade or anything like that?
Like, I've done some surprise trades and stuff, and that was something I noted when you were out of the room, was that if someone, you know, surprise trades you a level 100 unevolved Pokemon trying to be a troll, it's like, oh, you can't evolve it. No, well, you can take a rare candy and use a rare candy on it. It won't get a level because it's already maxed, but it will force the evolution to happen.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
Do you have level 100s?
There's people randomly trading to you if you, like, they'll think they're being smart and.
Oh, and what have you got trades so far?
I haven't got any yet, but I've heard people have.
Well, I mean, have you gotten any, like, what Pokemon, if any, have you gotten through the random trades? Because I thought you'd say you'd done it a couple times.
Well, when I did it, it was, like, right when the game came out. So everything you were getting was, like, the starter Pokemon that I wouldn't get. Or not starters, but, like, you know, you were getting Rookie D's and...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you got a couple. So, I mean, nothing, it was like...
Basically.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Rose needs a voice. I think everybody needs a voice. I wrote down here. He's like, oh, that's right. I was writing that because his speech at the beginning is, it's like the feeling around it's supposed to be epic or whatever, but it just kind of feels hollow without voice acting. And he is definitely the bad guy. His whole, he's feeding on the energy, the Dynamax energy and the wishing stars, like to provide power for Galar. We're going to get into this. We'll get into our, you know what, hold on. We'll get to the theories at the very end. Third gym was it Nessa with the water types?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, that one was fine. I didn't have anything notable to say about that. Fourth gym. No, I take that back. Second gym's Nessa. Third gym is the fire guy, the old fire guy.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, he had the one where you had to catch Pokemon as part of his challenge, which I actually like that. I was thinking you wouldn't get to keep them, but you absolutely get to keep them.
Yeah.
So I got a Sizzlipede.
Well, I had already a couple of those from raids, so.
That was the first one I ever saw. So I was pretty happy with that. What do you think of the gym challenges so far? Like the challenges they make you do.
Well, the challenge games are kind of cool. And then I like the one, and then, well, that's on the fourth or fifth one, is the one I fought, which was the one where they'll ask you questions in the middle of the raid encounter, and if you answer wrong, they'll debuff you, and if you answer it right, it gives you a little buff.
That's the fifth gym. That's Opal, the fairy type user. And yeah, like, and then some of the questions are like, oh, what was the trainer's name before me? And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, and I'm like, or what did I have for breakfast? And I'm like, how the hell am I supposed to know this?
Yeah, I said curry, and she said, nope, it's omelets. You suck. And then Opal herself, she's like, what's my favorite color? And I'm like, I don't fucking know. Shut up and die.
That one was easy because... Or, you know.
I didn't struggle. I'm finding it now. Everything around me is kind of catching up to me level-wise. So I'm going to have to probably start grinding pretty soon. You know, luckily I had Golurk and he had a steel move and I was able to bring past
most of everything. It jumps really fast. But if you go do some raid encounters, you're pretty much set.
Yeah. Well, the last time I was in the wild area, there were two raid encounters, and that was it. There were none. And I'm like, what the hell?
And well, they will disappear after a while. And what you do is you can, you just wait. I mean, they do respawn every single day, and only so many of them spawn a day.
The fourth gym, though, we're going to backtrack a little bit. Fourth gym, those are the version exclusives. For me, it was Bay. For you, it was Ghost Guy, right?
Yeah, it was the little ghost kid.
Yeah, what was that like? Because I have no idea.
It was. I mean, he was a fun encounter. That's the one where Gengar Dynamaxed, and I was like, ooh, I love it.
Oh, did he Gigantamax, like change forms?
Yes. And it goes, and it looks like a, and that's something else that's exclusive to S.H.I.E.L.D. is Gengar has a different Gigantamax in the sword. And it was cool. I don't remember the challenge, honestly.
Well, Bay was like, it was a challenge that like supposed to teach you the value of fun, which I thought was weird considering she's like this supposed to be this mean ass fighting person. But you go, you get into the this little bumper car, and it's basically you're literally controlling a Plinko ball, and that's it.
Yeah, that was this one's too.
Really?
Yeah, it was like a little spinny car, and you just spin the direction of what you're trying to spin it to the direction you're going.
Well, that's kind of lame.
Yeah.
Alistair is your guy's name, isn't it? Alistair?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. For Bay, first of all, hashtag Bay is Bay. She's definitely my favorite of the gym leaders. Something about a woman that can whip your ass is just immensely awesome. She finished it off with a Machamp, and he had a Gigantamax form, and it was a bruiser. It really was. Luckily, I had a Meowstic, and I just side-beamed that sucker till he died, but he hit hard. Chairman Rose is a sick perv. He sure is. All right, let's talk about Beatty. Bed. Bitty bitty little bitty bitty bitchy. He's a little bitch.
Yeah.
He's just a bitch. Like, yeah. I know he's supposed to be like your rival that's the bad one, the bad guy rival. Any thoughts on him?
I didn't like him, but
it's doing a good job if you hate it, because that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to hate him.
Yeah.
But it's not have like Pokemon that you would think the bad guy would have. He has like all the cute fairy type Pokemon, which is really strange.
Yeah. I did feel his Pokemon were stronger than Hope or Hops. And then.
Oh, for sure. Hop is definitely your rival. Go ahead. Also, I'm sorry.
I just don't like how. They always have the context of he always talks about how he beats Hop, and then you're never mentioned about beating him. And I just hate that whole facet.
Well, and I mean, he like mentions it like a little bit, like, oh, I went easy on you, or some. He'll say something silly like that, or he's like, oh, I know, I wasn't expecting that. I'll know what to do next time. Like, you won't stop me or whatever. Yeah, like, he's supposed to be the bad guy rival, like, that you don't not supposed to have any sort of feelings towards. And Hop is supposed to be, like, your best bud who, like, a little brother type that's always kind of, like, in your shadow. And then you have Marnie, which I'm not sure. I've only encountered her, like, only fought her once, I think, and I've only encountered her a couple times. So I'm not sure where she falls. She said we're rivals now at this point, but I'm not sure where she falls in that power.
I think she's the Team Yell girl, and
right. Team Yell is like
I actually like her character, and so far.
Let me just say, I love Team Yell. It's kind of nice that like the bad guys aren't actually bad guys; they're literally just fans.
They're kind of like outrageous fans, and they do stir up trouble. And then like the one point when they let the old lady go through, and I was like, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, like, they're trying to, like, make people stay quiet so the Silla Cobra doesn't wake up. Like, they're not bad guys. Not in the slightest. They're just obnoxious and annoying.
Yeah.
I really like Team Yell so far.
Yeah. And I like the fact that, they got them the metal music, and then they have them actually headbanging to the...
Yeah. It's nice to have, like, the bad team... Like, usually the stakes are way, way greater. Like, Team Aqua wants to raise the Earth planet's oceans to just, you know, make it an ocean world. And Magma wants to get rid of all the oceans, so it's all land. And Team Rocket wants to steal everyone's Pokemon and enslave them. Like, it's nice to have Team Yell in there. Like, they're fun. Like, fuck, I'll join Team Yell. I don't care. Marnie looks good. She's weak as fuck because I steamrolled her ass, but...
Yeah. But she's also She does also have that new Pokemon that can change its types too.
Morpeko.
Cool. Yeah, it's a cool type of. I think it's pretty cool how it changes types.
It's really cool, but I don't, so far, you know, at least when I fought it, it didn't seem to give it any sort of advantage. I don't know if maybe that in dark mode, it makes dark moves more powerful, and electric mode makes electric modes more powerful. I don't know, but it, especially that early in the game, it didn't really matter, you know?
It didn't, but I mean, I thought it was still a cool idea.
I thought maybe it might screw with its type disadvantages, so when it's in dark mode, maybe... Because ground is super effective against electric, so maybe when it's in dark mode, a ground won't affect it as much.
It does change type advantages.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't like when it was in dark mode, I could hit it with a ground type move and it would still be super effective. So it didn't really seem to matter a whole lot.
I used dragons and it just kind of.
Dragons are the answer for everything, except for fairy, I think.
And ice.
Oh, ice, yeah. Yeah.
Because dragons.
Dragons and fire Pokemon.
Yeah, because that's where I'm at right now. I have to get rid of. I had to level up another one because he was my starter, and now I'm going into the ice gyms.
So, we're both past the fifth gym, Opal. I finally caught up to you today. So I think that's where we're going to leave it off. After we beat the game, we'll come back, we'll record another episode, you know, with those. With that, end of the game stuff. Jesus, I can't talk. What's wrong with me today? Yeah, we'll do another episode with our continued impressions on it. Real quick though, what's your favorite of the Galar Pokemon so far?
Of the Galar, I like Corviknight. I just love Corviknight.
Corviknight's heavy fucking metal. He's death metal.
Yeah, it's just like, I mean, it's a cool bird, and I'm like, yeah, finally.
Yeah, I caught one Rookidee and I haven't even looked at it. Though I know it turns into something awesome.
I caught it in the first ones, and it's been in my team since then. It hasn't left.
I didn't bother.
Even though it is the taxi of the world in this one, but
yeah, well, Charizard is that and Alola, and it's not a big deal. Let's see. My favorite is does Runigrigus count? I don't know. He's new. Yeah, he's a new Pokemon. But
then I also like the what is it? It's a neat Pokemon. It's the little fighting Pokemon that looks like a roly-poly, and it's like six of them together, and they come they just kind of separate and attack, and then they go back together.
I know what you're talking about. I don't know the name of it, and I think that's a game exclusive to your game, because I have not seen one at all.
It wasn't on your map?
Huh. No, I don't have one at all.
I got several. I have to give you some. But
saw them on the internet, but I've never seen one in my game.
It's really cool. It's like a really cool animation. It's like six Pokemon as one.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, but I for the life of me can't remember what it's called. Just in case Runigrigus doesn't count, I'm gonna say I'll go with probably Morgrim. I just caught one of those. He's fresh in my mind. He looks awesome. He's kind of emo, but he's the evolution of Impidimp. Have not found an Impidimp yet.
I have.
But I've caught a freaking Morgrim.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, his Pokédex entry is ridiculous. He goes on all fours as though he's like praising someone or scared of them or something like that. And when they get too close, he impales them with his hair. So, there you go. There's some really fucked up and dark Pokédex entries in this game. I wish I'd have wrote some more of them down, but there's some good ones. Maybe we'll have to dig some more of those up and talk about them next time. So, before we get off here, theories. What are your theories on where the game's going? Because I know I got one.
It's definitely going in the power area with wishing stars and stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Beedi just got arrested. Here's what I think. So Sonia's investigating all these old statues and all these old murals and stuff like that, and they clearly depict, I mean, you had to be an idiot not to get it, but they're depicting Dynamaxing. And when you do a max raid battle, there's that giant storm overhead. Sonia makes mention of the darkest day and the storm that was so strong, And then on the other end of it, Chairman Rose is drawing power from these storms. So clearly, and they don't understand where Dynamax is coming from. Clearly, the bad guy legendary, or probably, he's probably mythical, but the bad guy legendary that was spoiled a while back, I think he wakes up every so often. When he does, he's inside like the storm clouds or whatever. And a side effect of his power is like the Pokemon getting bigger. And his power can also be harnessed to create electricity. And Chairman Rose, I believe, knows this for sure. And I think that he's the reason why that Pokemon is awakening again, so that he can profit off of its power. So, and I think he got Beedie, because I think he's grooming Beedie to be like the champion trainer. So he's got a champion in his pocket who can subdue this Pokemon in question and keep him under his control. That's what I think. That's where I think the game is going.
I haven't read no spoilers, so.
I haven't either. And it's not like it's that important anyway, because it's a Pokemon game, and story's never been the strong point of a Pokemon game. But this one I've been pleasantly surprised with so far. It's not like anything complex, but I'm really enjoying the game so far, and it sounds like you are too.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, that's going to be it for us, unless you got any final thoughts.
No, that sounds good. I mean, we've done a pretty good show so far.
Well, that's questionable. I don't know about all that.
Okay, we've done a lengthy show at Lowe's so far.
Yeah, longer than normal for us, that's for sure. This has been us, Pokemon After Dark Rye. I'm Brett, he's Wes. Check out our other show, Let's Die, the His versus Hers Guide to the Apocalypse podcast. Oh, look at us on Twitter at After Dark Rye. That's DarkRaie. Nope, there's no E. Ignore. Check the description for that stuff. Shit, I'm out of here. Bye. Wes, say bye.
Go catch some Pokemon.
Oh. After a while, if you're in Galar, Darkrai will come, and with him you'll spar. Bye, everybody. Fat ass Pika.